Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the SOM TV podcast. My name is Jason Wise. Pleasure to have you here. And this is our official Mother's Day episode. So happy Mother's Day to all of you. And if you are a server who's working it, God be with you. Because if you're a server or bartender, we know that this day is it's a long one. To celebrate Mother's Day, I have our managing editor of the online SOM TV magazine, Nicole McKay, and I have my own very own mother, my mom, who is the only one who generally makes it to the end of each podcast, and for the very first time is on the SOM TV podcast, so this is going to be crazy. Before we do that, I do want to remind everybody to go to somtv.com. You can watch hundreds and hundreds of hours of original content. Of course, Cup of Salvation, our new SOM film, was just nominated for the James Beard Award, which is a huge honor. You can watch it there. And I want to announce a new film that is coming called The Lost Winery. While we were filming, the glass fire swept through Napa and caused a lot of damage. It was very harrowing, but we happened to be there when it happened. And so the documentary is about the fire and also a structure that burned down that was one of the oldest wineries in all of Napa. So we tell that story, and we were the only people that have ever filmed inside of it and around it. So it's a really, really incredible documentary that's coming very soon to SOM TV. So go to somtv.com to sign up there. And we really appreciate it. Help support all of these podcasts and all the programming we make when you sign up. Without further ado, joining me, Nicole and my mom, Lori.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Good to have you guys.
It's so nice to meet you, Lori, first of all, because I do make it to the end of nearly every podcast and I hear Jason mention your name. And I'm like, yeah, this woman is obviously very important to Jason.
Yeah, she's where I get my vulgar humor. Right, Mom?
I don't know where it came from. I have no idea. But Nicole, I am happy to meet you also. And I'm honored to be invited to be on this podcast with one of my goofy kids.
So speaking of kids, you two are mothers. Mother's Day is right around the corner. So what we want to do is we want to pick some cocktails. We have a structured way we're going to do this of which cocktails. Before we do that, though, I do want to say, let's get into the topic that I think all children would like to ask their mothers on Mother's Day. You clearly have a favorite kid. And let's get into who of your children, Mom, are the... No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to do that. So for the cocktails, what we're going to do here is we are going to... You have each picked a drink you deserve on Mother's Day, a drink you would make for your mom or another mom, but in this case, your mom, or what your mom would drink on Mother's Day, and the drink you will probably end up with. What's the drink you'll probably end up with despite the one you would want and everything? So before we talk cocktails, let me just ask you about Mother's Day. Is this a holiday you look forward to? Is this what's the general vibe for this particular holiday? Does it matter? I'm asking seriously. Is it like a Hallmark kind of like holiday, or is this like you're really looking forward to it, or does it become a whole thing?
I've been recently, the last 2 or 3 years, I've really been looking forward to it because my kids are old enough to appreciate that I do want certain things, like a day in bed alone to just watch TV. And they're like, yeah, okay, fine. I'll just go play with Lego. But like when they were younger and in preschool, it was so hyped up that they had to like make it special for mom. And I just like, we just want it to be chill, to be perfectly honest. I don't need to go out to some crazy restaurant and fight for mimosas. Like that's not for me. It's different for everybody.
Yeah, fair. What about you, Mom?
I feel like it's a day that becomes stressful in some families. I never felt stress about it. For my mom, she didn't care. For me, I had a bunch of kids that were trying to do the right thing and husband who worked hard to make sure it was done the right way. I tend to agree with you, Nicole, on just kind of, I want to be alone and maybe read or something. Nowadays, that's all I do. But back in the day with kids, it was nice if I could have a little alone time, for sure. Not a restaurant.
I do love that, like, when you do, you find out what your wife, mother, you know, anybody who has kids wants and they actually want, it is like, leave me alone. They don't actually want, don't mess up the kitchen and make me breakfast. Don't do any of this stuff. I'm sure both of you would like a drink. I'm sure that that's also part of it. And that's why we're doing this drink thing on the podcast. But it is funny to hear. It's like, man, you could have done this cheaper. Could have just left them alone and they would have been happy.
It doesn't have to be an expensive holiday unless you're going to like indulge in a pricey bottle. That's the only time I'll
say. You're like, go ahead and spoil me with better wine. That's
yes,
okay.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
All right. Well, let's get into it. I had mentioned at the top, you know, that this is a very tough day for servers. And I know a lot of people who listen to the podcast either are in the service industry, were, or are attached to it in some manner. I can tell you the Mother's Day brunch situation is like going into combat. As a bartender or a server or a bus person or, you know, even a line cook or whatever, it is, you move fast. The menu is often different than what you're used to. There's always cocktail specials. So I'm not going to pick the drinks the way you guys are, but I'm just going to come in with some cocktails that I've made thousands of. I mean, I could wake up at 3 a.m. and make a Kir Royale right now just because they've just had to do them over and over and over. You know, there's always like fads of what you're drinking. Mimosas never go out of style, you know, or what's called a hibiscus, which is basically a mimosa with cranberry juice instead. So like those things, they stick around forever. Then there's one with pomegranate juice and one with grapefruit juice. Yeah. But the sparkling juice situation will never go away. So, okay. So the first category we have, and I like this one a lot because it really puts you on the spot. We get to know who you are. What drink do you deserve to be given on Mother's Day? Nicole, let's start with you.
I mean, I'm going to kind of shoot for the stars here, and you're going to go for bubbly. And for me, it's going to be rosé bubbly, and it's going to be champagne. You got to go champagne. Some people will say Prosecco will suit them fine, but if you're an appreciator of traditional method, of tradition and historic wines, and, you know, it's champagne, it has to be. So I do have a bottle, a brand that I want to mention, and I butcher pronunciations constantly, but Bilkar Samon, is that how you say it?
Bilkar Samon, yeah, that's yeah. Good enough. Everyone knows what that is. That's fine.
Yeah. But their Brut Rosé is delicious, and it is a beautiful bottle. It's champagne, so you're going to pay for it, but it's not astronomical. It's around $100. It's not bad. It's indulgent, but, you know, reachable.
I will also say there is nothing like a champagne buzz at a time you don't normally drink. Like, you know, if somebody gives you a glass of champagne and it's like 9:45 in the morning, it's a very different, like two sips and you're like, whoa, because you're just not used to having something like that at that time. That's a great pick. I hope your husband listens to this podcast.
I'm going to make sure he does.
Okay. That's good. That's very good. Now, Mom, I'm incredibly interested to hear your pick for what you deserve. This is what you deserve. Okay. What would you deserve to drink?
First of all, I want to comment, Nicole, on your champagne thing for bubbly. I think that's a great idea, and that's something I would love in a group of people. I would not want to drink that just by myself. Reading a book.
I drink bubbly by myself all the time.
But, and I would if I had it, but I don't have it. So
I love that if that was bourbon, it'd be a problem. But since it's okay if it's like $100 bottle of bubbly. All right, anyways.
For sure. So, but I just look at some kind of bubbly as like a group activity for me. I've had the most fun with a bunch of people. But this drink, however, I can drink not for breakfast, but alone or with a group of people. I really, really, really like gin martinis, and that's what I deserve. I'm spoiled with that. I really like Hendrick's gin, thanks to Jason Wise, who long ago introduced me to that at the Biltmore in Scottsdale, Arizona. It was the first time I ever had it.
That's right. We had martinis.
Always. Always in our refrigerator.
Wait, was that on Mother's Day when we did that?
May have been. It may have been, actually.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, it's possible. Been. Yeah, it is possible. But I've been hooked on it ever since. I have tried other ones, and that's always the one in our taste test that we do periodically at home.
Yeah.
That's what we both pick, actually. But I'd also like it with really good olives and really good blue cheese, hand-stuffed at home by my husband, who doesn't like olives or blue cheese. But he's great.
So you know he loves you then. What he does.
He does. Yes, he does. So that would be my favorite. And I maybe a touch of vermouth, but I'm fine without it.
So how early in the day, what's an appropriate time of day to have your first one?
My mom's from Cleveland, so answer accordingly, Mom.
You could have it at lunch. You mean Mother's Day kind of thing or?
Yeah.
Yeah, lunch. You could do that.
Okay.
But I'm more like happy hour time period. Definitely not breakfast. That doesn't sound good to me.
I like this. I love it. I think martinis are one of these things that, oh man, do I love them. But the problem is this minute you have another one, you're, two martinis is like, whereas bubbles, like you can accidentally have three or maybe four glasses of champagne and you're, you know, it's not that you're, you know, you're not going to operate heavy machinery. You do that with gin martinis and you're going to wake up in a bus stop two towns over.
Yeah, you will.
Which I, you know, no offense to anyone who's done that. I know I have.
It happens from time to time.
Often on Mother's Day. That's a common, it's a common thing. All right. So what, Nicole, what's the drink you would make for your mom or another mom? If not your mom, maybe you don't want to, your mom doesn't drink or something.
I actually loved that you picked this one because I think when it comes to treating any mom, it's about what you can offer them and kind of the ceremony of making something or doing something and that sort of thing. So I really like that you picked this category. So this one is actually going to be a cocktail for my mom because she visited over Christmas. It was the first time my parents came and stayed with us over Christmas, and it was all about like custom cocktails that week. It was really fun. So my choice is actually a tea-infused Sicilian 75. And the tea is really important because I'm going to draw on a place that I know in Banff, which is pretty close to me up here in Calgary. They have a tea house that specializes in providing teas to nearby restaurants for different tea cocktails. They do like a tea cocktail trail all around Banff. And this one is delicious. And I tried making it at home with gin, and it's Sicilian 75. It's not French 75, so it's not champagne. It's going to be with Prosecco, which still doesn't make any sense because Prosecco isn't Sicilian. But I digress. It's bubbly, and it's got tea simple syrup that you can make with your mom while you're making like an afternoon cup of tea. This is a bit of a rambling answer, but it's a really special cocktail, and I really love the ceremony of making something for my mom and something that involves tea, which we both love. So that's my answer.
I'm looking at the ingredients, man. I would drink this right now. Gin, Aperol, Chambord, lemon juice, berry tea syrup, Prosecco or soda, tea syrup. I mean, this looks delicious. This is the kind of thing that as a bartender at a brunch, this is a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare because, but at home, this is an awesome situation.
Yeah. And the fun thing, like with tea cocktails, you can make it any flavor. Like if you want to do a mint simple syrup, you could do that and put it in a whatever a mint cocktail would be. Off the top of my head, I'm totally blanking.
A grasshopper?
But yeah. No. I mean, that's yeah. I don't know.
There's mint in that. Creme de menthe. I couldn't think of it. Oh, a mojito. That is a mint.
Mojito. Yeah, that's the one I was looking for in my brain. Anyway, so I thought it was a fun choice because I would totally make this for me and my mom.
Love it. Love it. Love it. What about you, mom? What would you give your mom or another mom?
All right. Well, I feel none of the moms that I'm going to talk about are still with us anymore. I'm a little bit older than you are, Nicole. So, you know.
And she's also killed them all, unfortunately.
Yes. So let's see. I was lucky to have two wonderful mother-in-laws. The first mother-in-law, it would be really nice if I could just sit and have a little glass of vodka with her because that's what Phyllis liked. Wouldn't you agree, Jason?
Out of a plastic bottle. Yes, she did. I'm not joking. She drank.
And she did.
Popov vodka out of a plastic bottle.
She had it in her purse ready for happy hour. So if she was someplace and it was, and they didn't have what she wanted, she could pull it out and that's what she drank. And that was, I respected that actually, but it would be nice to be able to have just a little bit with her like that. Or with Chuck's mom, a nice glass of any kind of white wine. She wouldn't care what kind it was. And I would wish that I could sit there and have a glass of wine with her, any kind at all. Even, I won't mention any names, but any
you can mention names. She used to drink Gallo. You can say that. She drank
Gallo.
Wine.
Gallo would be great. And I would say that same for my mom, because my mom she didn't really drink very much. She was busy doing other things. But I wish that I could sit back with my mom and have a Carling Black Label beer or a POC.
Wow.
So that's
a throwback.
If you're from Cleveland, you know what those are from long ago.
Yeah, I don't know what those are.
POC is a Pilsner.
Oh, okay.
And Carling, I don't know because I was young enough at the time that I really, when I tasted them, I didn't like them. They probably weren't any good anyway, but I don't know. I didn't like them, but I'd love to have the chance to sit back and have.
I'll tell you right now, I do know there are a couple of people who I've met. I'd call them out by name who are from Cleveland who listen to this pod and they are laughing at that last thing. I promise you. also, everyone has to drink. Everyone has to drink. I mentioned that I was from Cleveland. Okay. So then I love that, mom. That's absolutely wonderful. And never, ever, who cares? You can make fun of jug wine or have an opinion on it, but truthfully, there's a large population that that was their first glass they ever had. And I can tell you, Gallo's laughing all the way to the bank. They sell tons of that stuff.
Yeah. No question.
And if you ever, I mean, a lot of it, you know, they cook with it in even the nicest restaurants in the world with that same stuff. So I wouldn't, no one's taking offense to anything. So at the end of the day, what's the drink you're actually going to end up with? Like, what's the drink you'll actually get? We've talked about what you deserve, all this stuff, but what do you think you're actually going to get, Nicole?
I mean, the simplest answer is a sample bottle that I have to open and do a tasting note for. But aside from that, I mean, I'm going to go with accessible versions of two things I've already mentioned. So if you want bubbles, Cava is your more accessible bubbles. It's more affordable and just, you know, you're still getting the prestige of the feeling of you're treating yourself with the effervescence and all that, but it's just a much more attainable version of bubble. The other one I was thinking, which is probably what I will end up with, is a lazy margarita. And not that margaritas are all that difficult to make. Like, they're actually pretty simple. But my version is just tequila and margarita mix, which you're going to cringe at. And then a little bit of lime or lemon flavored sparkling water, because I like a fizzy drink. So that's probably what I'm going to end up with.
I have no snobbery towards mixes. They just have to be good. You know, like some mixes are just syrup garbage. Some are really good. Some are, you know, you could have just squeezed a bunch of limes and it'd have been 10 times better, but like, and simple syrup. So it's just, I have no snobbery with mixes. People who do, I think
they're easy.
Just have the time to not have to use a mix. Sometimes you just don't have that. So, I love that. Do you ever do it with mezcal instead of tequila?
I love mezcal, but I haven't had a bottle in my home bar in quite a while.
Yeah, so for me, that's the it's so good to mix.
I also like an infused tequila, like a jalapeno tequila, spicy.
Too. Yeah, that'd be
I would do with that.
You can also do that in the mix. You know, you can get like something like that, or you can. I mean, if you're like real hipster, you know, you do like simple syrup with jalapeno and stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, people who don't have kids. have time to do this. People that have time. So, Mom, what will you end up with? What's your drink?
Probably.
This is going to be good. Please mention the one I think you're going
to
mention.
Well, I will. That has to be an add-on. What I probably will have on Mother's Day, though, is something that I can drink with my husband, which would be a Rob Roy.
Okay.
So, Rob Roy.
That's that new hip drink that all the kids are talking about.
For sure. Isn't it like from the 40s, I believe? But so like a Manhattan, but it's with scotch instead. And a lot of people will drink a perfect Manhattan, where I call it an imperfect Rob Roy. Because
perfect Manhattan being what? Half sweet, half dry vermouth? Is that what that is?
Correct. And okay. So the imperfect one that I like is like 3/4 of dry for the shot and then 1/4 of sweet, because I don't like it that much. And that works best for both of us. And then the cherries that I like, which I know you're all going to cringe because I don't love Luxardo and everybody loves them but me. So,
okay. But, cherry snob over here. I like this.
Yeah. there's certain ones that we order that are from Oregon that we really like. And so.
What's the brand? Call them out. Do you have it in front of you?
They're Harvest Bordeaux from Oregon.
Interesting. Okay. I've never had them.
We get them on Amazon. We get a big jug of them. We've tried all the different kinds. And those are our favorites.
Those are the ones. What's the difference between that and like a Luxardo?
Luxardo, to me, are squishy. And, and you, Jason, you know how I like licorice.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you like really chewy licorice.
Really like hard. Yes. So I like the cherries to snap.
Interesting. Hmm. Huh. No, I like this. This
just
is,
like
this
I
is
don't
good.
Like squishy olives either. They're past their time. I like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just a texture thing.
Yeah, I like that with pickles too. Like, I don't like pickles to be like floppy. You need them to snap.
Absolutely.
That interesting. Makes a huge difference. I like this. You know, I never tried these cherries last time I was at your house. You gotta make me one of these things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What we actually do, which people will be upset, but we actually rinse them off and I divide them up and put them in Ziploc bags and throw them in the freezer.
Now that's a professional drinker right there.
Yeah.
Our glasses in the freezer. We have the alcohol in various bottles in the refrigerator. And, you know.
You know, people often ask me, why did I devote my life to alcohol?
You know, I evolved into this over time. I was not raised this way by any means, but it's a lot more fun now. I will say that. So should I say that the other drink that Do you want me to mention that, Jason?
Yeah, you mentioned this drink to me, and I have been. I'm not going to be. All right, what is the drink? So I don't preface too much.
Kombucha and vodka.
Kombucha. All right, I don't mean to laugh at you, but let me just ask you. First of all, I guess people will drink anything with anything, but I've never heard of somebody drinking kombucha with vodka because this is what you told me. First of all, why?
You know, it's like a health drink that helps you to relax.
Is that, and you really believe that?
No.
That it's healthy?
Not at all. Not at all. One time we're just like, well, let's try.
That's what you tell people.
Let's try that. And then I looked it up. it's a drink. You'll find a
really?
Whole, yes. Yeah.
What's it called? What would you call this drink?
I don't know. I just looked up kombucha and vodka, and it's right there with a whole list of them. Believe me.
Because I know some kombuchas are alcoholic. I mean, they ferment.
Yeah.
You know, there are some that have like as much.
Oh, this is Costco's
beer, you know?
Ginger lemonade kombucha. They're
all right. Ginger lemonade, I could see. I'm thinking like the pink stuff.
That.
You know, like the pink kombucha. I'm thinking of like a red or pink. I didn't think about ginger lemon. That could.
Yeah,
that
it's actually pretty good. Yeah.
Huh. All right. Maybe I'm being snobby.
So it's kind of nice, you know, it's kind of margarita-ish, you know, you sit out in the sun and you have that.
I didn't think of that, you know? So, I mean, I have very little to offer not being a mom, except for the fact that I've made a lot of drinks on Mother's Day as a bartender. And they were basically, Kir Royale was a big one. Another big one was a lemon drop martini. Mm-hmm. This might have been the time, but I think these are still in fashion. The espresso martini, which is not a martini. Mm-hmm. None of these actually are. They're all cocktails. And then what was the other? So obviously tons and tons and tons of mimosas. A French 75. We made a lot of those. And then, you know, there were the different fizz drinks that took egg whites, but it was always the older generation that liked the fizz drinks. You know, the Charleston Fizz and all these different ones that have like, you know, some form of liqueur and usually gin based, and then they have egg whites. But my drink that I would drop here, if I was going to serve a drink to my wife or somebody and they were like, just make me something delicious, I would go Pisco Sour. So
nice.
That's my pick
that's
for Mother's
such a
Day.
Good choice.
Yeah,
I don't know what that is.
Well, so Pisco, I have a long, wonderful relationship with the spirit. So Pisco is originally derived from grapes. There are three countries that argue they invented it. It's either Bolivia, Peru, or Chile. But right in that triangle right there, grapes have been grown for a very long time, and you distill it down and you make this thing called Pisco. It's in its purest, simplest form. It's kind of, Nicole, would you kind of consider it like a, not vodka, but it's a clear spirit, like vodka, gin, or anything else, you know, cachaça or something like that. It's not from sugarcane. It's from grapes. And so they do tremendous sour mix down there, you know, and there are different ways to do it. Egg whites are generally a part of it, but they're so mixed in that it's a frothy kind of drink. And it is one of the most refreshing, delicious. It's like the national drink of Chile, you know.
Yeah.
But that would be the drink that I would make if somebody was like, make me something delicious. If you like margaritas, you're going to love a Pisco Sour. If you like, I mean, pretty much if you like cocktails, you're going to love a Pisco Sour. And it's one of those ones, if you ever have like a hipster bartender with one of those handlebar mustaches and, you know, if he makes shit for it, it's going to be the greatest thing ever. I mean, they do. It's a delicious drink. So that's my Mother's Day pick as a
good choice. I hope you make one for Christina. She deserves
it. I should. I need to buy some Pisco. That would be the thing I am lacking. But
and maybe you could make one for me and your mother-in-law, the other Lori.
That's
That'd
right.
Be great.
I will make a Pisco Sour for all the moms in my life.
That would be great.
No, it's an honor to talk to both of you guys. It's an honor to have you, Mom, on the podcast finally. And
it's fun.
It is fun. I want to thank you all. I want to wish a happy Mother's Day to both of you and to everybody listening. And if you are going out for brunch, just remember, whoever's serving you, they're working their tail off. Give them a good tip. Be nice to them. And call your mom. She misses you, whoever's listening. We will all talk very soon. I want to remind everybody to go to SomTV.com. Of course, you can watch our James Beard-nominated film, Cup of Salvation, with over 4 hours of bonus features that you can find nowhere else. And look forward to our new upcoming film, The Lost Winery, which is a very heartfelt look at the glass fire and the story of Napa and what happened there. I want to thank our producer, John Adams, and thank Nicole and my mom for being on the podcast. Everybody, drink something great, and we will talk soon.